This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, submission to God. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of being satisfied and submission to God in the Islamic lifestyle. When we are raising our children, when we talk about the nurturing or raising or tarbiyah in the Islamic lifestyle, it is necessary that we teach our kids how to be satisfied in their life and how to submit to God. Because this satisfaction and submission is important, and it is important that they know that what is actually being satisfied means. Being satisfied, content, happy, what does it mean? And how can a person be? When a person is the servant of God, what does it mean? It means that when we say that someone is feeling content, someone is satisfied, it means that he is satisfied to what Allah has said for him. The commands of God that are been there, he performs or he lives according to those commands. And he stops himself from the prohibited things, the prohibitions, the things that are they are haram, the things that are being said that you cannot perform it. And therefore, when he stops himself from those things, when he stops himself from the prohibited things in the Islam, this is where he shows that I'm satisfied of what you had made halal for me. And this is very important that we teach our children to consume the halal things, to live a halal life, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of satisfied and submission to God in the Islamic lifestyle. It is necessary that we teach our kids how to be satisfied, and being satisfied means that we leave or we do not go towards the prohibited things, the prohibitions and the things which are haram. And we live a halal life. On the other hand, the submission to God means that we accept all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any condition. We cannot put any condition on God. I cannot say because there is a hot weather, so I will not wear the hijab, for example. I cannot say that because it is too hot, I will not fast in the month of Ramadan. Or maybe in the morning it is hard for me to wake up, therefore I will not offer the Fajr prayer. So without any condition, I need to accept whatever it's been said by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he has set a halal life for me, this halal life, this life which I'm going to have, the Islamic lifestyle, it is the means of getting the perfection. It is means to go towards the perfection and to achieve the perfection. And once I achieve the perfection, there are high ranks for me. There is a satisfaction and inner peace for me when I live according to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I stop myself from going towards the prohibited things or the prohibited actions. It means that it provides me an inner peace, which is the satisfaction, which is the submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something which I need to get. And this is what we need to teach our kids, to reach to this perfection, to reach to this peace, to have a good Islamic lifestyle, inshallah, through this. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.